I don't mean to make an indecent proposal, but you need to come with me back to the 90s. I'm your slamming host, Darian. In 1 minute, we're going back to Thursday, May 13th, 1993.
Did you know that we have American soldiers who are being imprisoned in their own country as a result of Middle Eastern wars? These forgotten heroes need you now. Please go to FreeOurTroops.com. That's FreeOurTroops.com. And make a small donation to help us campaign for presidential pardons for our heroes. With your donation, you'll also receive a chance to appear as an extra in the movie Mad Dog 5. Again, go to FreeOurTroops.com and become their hero today.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Another 90s moment.
You guys killed my dad and Kree. You think I'm happy to see you, my Jim?
Don't touch me.
Ooh. Or what?
Huh? Well, I'll touch you back.
Here we go. It was Thursday, May 13th, 1993. In sports news, Kansas City Royal George Brett hits his 300th home run. A methane gas explosion in Secunda coal mine in South Africa kills 50 people. Janet Jackson had her own explosion, an 8-week number one hit, singing That's the Way Love Goes. Tracy Lawrence was also doing her thing on the country scene. She had a number one with Alibis. And new in theaters, taking the number one spot at the box office, Dragon, the Bruce Lee story. And that's all for me, 90s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm gonna take a lesson from the dragon himself. I don't wanna end up being a dishwasher. Catch me tomorrow on another 90s flashback.